I am Clovia Miss Community Lawrence with headlines for this Thursday, April 12th. There's a renewed focus on health and physical fitness throughout the Richmond Public School System. The school division has named the new effort Fit for Life. As part of the initiative, Richmond students will be required to get wellness screenings during certain transition years, such as the 3rd, 5th, and 9th grades. In addition, graduating seniors will need to have a fitness test. Out with the old parking meters and in with new pay stations. The pay stations will accept credit and debit cards as well as cash and coins in the city of Richmond. The devices will issue receipts motorists will need to place in their windshield to indicate their vehicle is legally parked. The pay stations will go into effect on April 23rd in the city of Richmond. New data shows Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney outdistancing President Obama among big campaign donors in Virginia. As of the beginning of the year, Romney had racked in $2.74 million to $2.25 million among people donating $200 or more in Virginia. The numbers were compiled by the nonpartisan Virginia Public Access Project. Governor Bob McDonnell is one of the most popular governors in America. That's according to a new Washington Post poll. The criteria is based on several factors such as approval rating, the difficulty of passing legislation, and rising above harsh economic issues. McDonnell is listed as the 10th most popular governor. New York's Andrew Cuomo is ranked number one. The criminal trial of former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards is scheduled to start today. Edwards is accused of breaking campaign finance laws during his 2008 presidential bid. He allegedly used about $900,000 in political donations to support his mistress and their child. Florida's special prosecutor Angela Corey says she will fight the Stand Your Ground law in the George Zimmerman prosecution. Corey's comments came as she announced Zimmerman is being charged with second-degree murder and the death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman could use the Stand Your Ground law in his defense. North Korea is preparing to launch a long-range rocket despite an outcry from the international community. The White House has called the launch a provocative action. Critics are calling it a distinguished ballistic missile test. The China administration says the launch will take a three-stage rocket over the sea separating the Korean Peninsula from China and then release a satellite into orbit. Addressing midshipmen yesterday at the U.S. Naval Academy, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took time out to talk about the controversy. She noted that it's important for the U.S. to maintain strong ties with allies in Asia. The speech was part of the Academy's Forestal Affairs Conference going on all week. And in community business, register to vote, check your voter status, or start the process of rights restoration tonight from 6 until 8 at Savior in Southside Plaza, Richmond. And these are your headlines for Thursday, April 12th, 2012. I am Clovia Lawrence.